Let us start again from the third line of the Yomid. Omalei Ravache midifte l'ravine mais feikes. We learned that feikes nichnosem ledir abaraise, that feikes are nichnosem ledir. So what is the exact translation of feikes? Ilema sofik pachayres. If it's a sofik, you have a behema tahira. It's a sofik if it's a bachayr or if it's not a bachayr. Yiya kodesh omar rachmone veloy shekvar kodesh. The posik by Maise behema says, asiri yiya kodesh lashem. The tenth one becomes kodesh, so it would seem that till now it doesn't have any kedusha on it whatsoever. And if we will learn that Safik Bechayres means a Bechayr Behema Tahire, so it has some kedusha on it, Misafik. So it's not Yiya Kodesh, it has kedusha on it from before. I'd like to mention the Shmaitzim, brings a raya from this Gemara that we paskin Safik the Araisa Lechumra. If, which is a machlikas arishainim. So the Shmaitze says, if we will say Safik the Araisa Lekula, so you have a Safik Bechayr, now Klara Shaila, is it Muta Begizav Avoide? Is it Osa Begizav Avoide? So I say Safik the Araisa Lekula, you'll have to do Avoide. So he says, if you're allowed to do avoida and the giza is mutter, so that's called, it's not kodesh. If halachically, there are no isurim whatsoever, so what is the problem of the Gemara? It can't be speaking about safik b'cher, because ye a kodesh omar rachmona veloy shekvar kodesh. It could be speaking about sofik b'cher, and since we hold sofik deraisa lekula, so it is not kodesh, mi sofik, because I could be meikel. So he brings a raya from this gemara, sofik deraisa lekula. That's the Shmaitzes. Raya is a gemara. I'd like just want to say, perhaps for 3 minutes, we had mentioned the last week. We had mentioned the shitas Rambam is the Rambam holds tokfu koyin emetzin oisim yodei, emetzin oisim yodei. So the difficulty is our Gemara proves from this beraisa. Hasveik is nichnosim ledir, so we have to say tokvu koyin meitzin oisei miyodai, because if it's ein meitzin oisei miyodai, so nimtza poita mamayne be mamayne shal koyin. The Gemara proved that tokvu koyin meitzin miyodai. The Rambam paskins ein meitzin. So the Rashbe and the Goyin say, the Goyin says as follows, that according to the Hava Amina of the Gemara, that the Gemara held that it's speaking about Sofik Bechayr, so speaking about Sofik Bechayr, so then we have a raya that Tokfu Koyin Meitzin Oisei Miyodai. But the Gemara is going to say now it's not speaking about Sofik Bechayr, it's speaking about Sofik Pidyon Petach Hamor. So by Sofik Pidyon Petach Hamor is a Cheskes Morikame. By a Cheskes Morikame, then we paskin Tokfu Koyin Meitzin Oisei Miyodai. But by Sofik Bechayr, where there's no Cheskes Morikame, there the Rambam paskin Tokfu Koyin Ein Meitzin Oisei Miyodai. That is how the Rashbe, the Goyin say Pshat in the Rambam. That means, if we're speaking about a Sofik Bechayr, so the Bailam doesn't have a Cheskes Morikame and the Bechayr. When it was born, there was a Safi. Does it belong to the Kohen? Does it belong to the Yisrael? So the Yisrael only won Alts Muzik. It was born in my Rishus. There the Ramba Paskins, Takfu Kohen, Eimetzi Naisi Miyodei. The Yisrael isn't better than the Kohen. When it was born in the Rishus of the Kohen, the Kohen was the Yisrael, when it was born in the Rishus of the Yisrael was the Muzik. The Kohen chapped it, now the Kohen is the Muzik. So the Rambam Paskins La Loche, Takvu Kohen, Eimetzi Naisi Miyodei. That what we have a baraisa that says that you can give Meiser Behema from Sveikis, and so from that it would seem that Eimetzi Naisi Miyodei, that's according to the Maskone, that it is speaking about Sofik Pidyon Petach HaMoir, and there the Yisrael had a Cheskas Morikama on the Tle, what? So there we paskin Meitziyu Noise, there we paskin Meitziyu Noise. That is what the Goyin says. So I just wanted to say as follows. The whole proof that it is speaking about, that it is speaking about Sofik Pidyon Petach HaMoir was because the Gemara is the Kasha, can't be speaking about Sofik Bechayres, Iya Kodesh, Omer Rachmona, Veloy Shekva Kodesh. So the Kasha is only based if you hold Sofik Deraisa Lechumra. That's what the Shmaitze says. If you hold Sofik Deraisa Lekula, it could very well be it's speaking about Sofik Bechayres. No, the Machin held Sofik Deraisa Lechumra. So Rav Chananya, who brought a raya that Rav Chananya brought a raya Tokfu Koyin Moitziyin Oisei Miyodei, Rav Chananya brought a raya from this din, Rav Chananya could be held that Sofik Deraisa Lekule, so he said it could be, it's speaking about Ulsveikis, it's speaking about a philosophic Bechayr also, speaking about Sofik Bechayr. So here we see Tokfu Koyin Moitziyin Oisei Miyodei. Rav Chananya held like that. Could be that Rav Chananya held Sofik Deraisa Lekula. The Makshin held Sofik Deraisa Lechumre. So it could be Rav Hamnune. Rav Hamnune wanted to say Tokfu Koyin Ein Moitziyin Oisei Miyodei. And the Rambam Paskel is like Rav Hamnune. Could be Rav Hamnune also held Sofik Deraisa Lekule. But he held, you can't say it is speaking about Sofik Bechayres, because then it would be, that's Rav Amnuna held. So therefore, Rav Amnuna held that it is speaking about Sofik Pidyon Petach HaMoir. That is Taka the Teretz and Rav Amnuna. That is the Teretz and the Rambam. So Rav Hamnune held that his Sasveikis is not speaking about all cases. It is only speaking about the case of Sofik Pidyon Petach HaMoir. It can't be speaking about Sofik Bechayres, because he holds Eimetzi and Naisi Miyodei. So it can't be speaking about Sofik Bechayr. Rav Chananya held that Sofik Deraisa Lekule, and he held it speaking about Sofik is speaking about Amitz Mechaber Olvray, speaking about Sofik Sveikis is speaking about all cases, so speaking about Sofik Bechayres also. So he brought a raya, Tokfu Koyin, Meitzin Oisei Miyodei. The Rambam Paskin like Rav Hamnune, and it's not, and therefore we can say, just like according to the Maskonis HaGemore, we don't have to say Hasveikis are speaking about all Sveikis, so Rav Numna also held that it's not speaking about all Sveikis. Let us go a little further. Uche de Rav Nachman. And it's going according to Rav Nachman. The Omar Rav Nachman, Omar Rabbe Baravua, Rav Nachman said, Yisroel sheyesh loy asoro sofik Pitrei Chamor B'Soich Beisek. A Yisrael had 10 סופק פיטרי חמר בסייך בייסוי. מפריש עליהם עשור עשיין, so for each סופק פטר חמר, he's מפריש עשה, ומייסרון, and now on all these 10 seeing who are a suffix, is it mommen koin, is it his mommen? So, Rav Nachman held that it is his mommen, is ma'asron, so you can give ma'isa behemeh, behein shaloi, and we pass kenois that these asore seeing are his mommen. So what do we see in Rav Nachman? Rav Nachman said that a suffix pidyon peter hamoyer, we pass kenois that it belongs to the bailim. Here there'll be a din tukful koyin ein mitzi naisei miyodoi, and therefore you're mafresh ma'isa behemah from them. He says, so Rav Nachman, that what we said, that the Baraisa is speaking about, Asfakis is speaking about, not a Sofik Bechor, a Sofik Pidyon Petach Amor, Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Bavu, said the same thing, that a Sofik Pidyon Petach Amor, Yomafrish Maise Behime Vehein Shaloi. Now let us see Rashi. My sveikis tamoran lael ha sveikis nichnosan ledir lehisasa. What kind of sveikis are we speaking about? Sofik pidyon petach amel. Salomon said we're speaking about sofik pidyon petach amel. Tle, shehufrash al sofik petach amel. Atle, that you had a sofik petach amel, and I was mafrish the tle that this should be a pidyon on the petach amel. Shafilu hu petach hamer vaday. Afilu, this is a real petach hamer. It's not a suffix. Ein betleze shel pidyon mishum kedusha. The tle doesn't have any kedusha whatsoever. So therefore, there's no problem on a pidyon petach hamer of yiyah kodesh veloyshe kvar kodesh, because a pidyon petach hamer has no kedusha whatsoever. Now we brought a membre of Rav Nachman, Asores Siyin Lavkuyi Yisorayu, so he had 10 Sofik Pitrei Chamoyrim, so he wants to use these 10 Sofik Pitrei Chamoyrim, so he takes 10 Siyin, and he says each one should be a Pidyon on the Sofik Petrei Chamoyrim. And then when there's a shaila, do I have to give this set to the koyim? Don't I have to give this set to the koyim? I say, Hamoitzi mechaveri ola baraya, since he had a cheskas morikama on the tle, so we say he can keep it. So he's mafrish, asor asiyin, and he takes off the issa of the 10 sofik pitrei chamoyrim, and then these 10 siyim are his, these mafrish, maise, behemah from them. This was a member of Rav Nachman. Now let us see Taisvis. Mafrish aleyem asore siyim. That you have 10 sofik pitrei chamoyrim. So it's a sofik, so you're not allowed to, it's a sofik, it's osabanov, it's not osabanov. So you take 10 siyim, and you're poide each suffix petach hamer with ase. So Taisvis has a multitude of problems in this memra of Rav Nachman. Teime. The perikame de b'chayres omrinam, there's a mishneh, de se echot poite kamo pitrei chamerim, uma tzorich asoro siyim. Now, let us just tell over a side. That what Taisvah says, there's a Mishneh b'Perek Kameh, the Masechtas B'Chayres. This is a Machlokes HaRishonim. Rabbi Netam said there's such a Mishneh. Rashi holds there's no such Mishneh. Amar Kaponim, we just have to know. that what Taisa says, that there's a Mishnah, Perakam of the Bechayres, Rabbeinu Tam held, this is Pshat in the Mishnah. But let us understand what Rabbeinu Tam said. Rabbeinu Tam said as follows. Rabbeinu Tam said, I have 10 Pitrei, Safik Pitrei Chamayim. Fine. Now I want to work with them. They're also Bano. So I take one tlef, and I say, if Chamayr Aleph is a Petah Chamayr, so I want to be paid the Petah Chamayr on this tlef. Fine. So there's a din pidyon. Now I ask Ashayla, do I have to give this tlef to the Kohen? I don't have to give the tlef to the Kohen. There's a suffix if it's a Petah Chamayr or not. You have a cheskes morikama on the tlef. You don't have to go and give it to the Kohen. Fine. So I have a tlef now again. So I go and take the second suffix Petah Chamayr. I say, if this is a Petah Chamayr, it should be nifte on my tlef. And he can go down the list. He can be paid 1,000 suffix pitre Petah Chamayr with one tlef. You don't need 1,000 tloim. One tlef, he can do everything. That means there's a din pidyon. There's two dinim by a pidyon petah chamer. Number one, through the pidyon, the issa goes off the chamer. And number two, there's a mitzvah to give the pidyon to the kohen. But if there's a suffix, if I have a mitzvah to give it to the kohen or not, and I have a cheskes morikama, it was my tlah, and I have a suffix, do I have to give this to the kohen or don't I have to give it to the kohen? So cheskes morikame is machriya. I don't have to give it to a kohen. So I could have 1,000 suffik pitre chamoyer, and with one tleh I could be paid all 1,000. Now here Rav Nachman said he had 10 suffik pitre chamoyer, and he took 10 siyim. So Taisa says, why does he have to take 10 siyim? Shem Shemayim. He could do everything with one set. That's the first problem. Number one. Now, Rav Nachman said, let us just look at the lotion of Rav Nachman. The Omar Rav Nachman, Rabba Babu, Yisosha Shlo Yasore Sofik Pitre Chamer, Besar Beisei, Mafishlem Asore Siyim. That was problem number one. Why need Asore Siyim? Now, he said two more things. Uma Aschon, he takes Maisa Behema from them. He has Asore Siyim. Behein Shaloi. So now, Tatesis goes on the second thing that Rav Nachman said, Uma Asra. Vesu, my komash melon, masnisen he, asfekis nichnosen ledir lehisasa. What is Rav Nachman telling us? I have a suffix, pidyon petach hamoyer, so it says, there's a din meiser on it. That's what he's saying, shkayach. The Baraisa says, as fakes nichnosen ledir lehisasa. The Baraisa Davova Medbeis says that we had a problem. Nimsa paita mabayna mabayna shalkoyin. So we said pshat morikame. There's no problem whatsoever. So we have a Baraisa that says that a suffik pidyon petach hamoyer the zachiyah ma'isa bayme. So what did Rav Nachman say? Ma'asram. So the second halacha that he says is tamua. It's a barais. Fine. Give it, yeah. And the third thing he says, v'hein shaloi, matzorich lashminon d'hein shaloi, pshite, kiven demasron d'hein shaloi, di ilu hoyu shalkoyen loy hoya masron, d'havelu kilakuach, disnan alakuach, Vaniten loybe matone poto. Now this Taisvis needs a little explanation. And I'd like to say one pshat in this Taisvis, but in order to understand this pshat in Taisvis, I'd like to be magdim a ktois that the Kuntres Hasfeikes brings down on Artzore, and now we'll understand Pshat, then we'll understand Pshat in Taisvis. We had mentioned, when we learned Daf Beis Amid Beis, we had mentioned there's a Shaila, the Kuntres HaSveikis clears the Shaila, What is pshat cheskas morikam? That means something belonged to me. Now I have a suffix. Did I lose my bailus? Am I still a bailim? So we say, since it belonged to you till now, belongs to you further. That's cheskas morikam. So the kuntres asveikis hera shaila, this din of cheskas morikam, is this equivalent to cheskas isurim? That means we have a din by chazok. I have a din, something was, a woman was an eishes ish. I'm clearing a shailas, they threw a get to her, was the get in her daladamas, was it not in her daladamas? So we'll shtel her on cheskas eishes ish. So there's a din chazok, there's a birur of chazok. She was an eishes ish. You're clearing a shaila, did her status change, or didn't it change? I say, she's right on eishes ish. In Cheskas Isurim is a din biru. That means we assume she's a nation siege. Someone will be mizana with her, we'll kill her. I mean, Cheskas Isurim is a chazoke amavareres, and we're saying mechan chazoke. So, klar te kuntres asveikes, Cheskas morikame, could be, is also the same thing. I had a bailus on a tle. Now I was, let's say, I was pointed at tle. I used this tleh for a pidyon sovik petach hamer. Did it become mummy koyin? Is it still my tleh? Yishtal necheskes my koma. It's a din biru. It's a din biru. It's, I assume that the tleh never went out of my rishus. Or do I say that cheskes my koma is a din muhzik? It's not like he's suing. It was mine till now, so I have it in muhzik. I'm a tofus on it. I say, I assume it's, but it's not a biru. It's halachically, I have it in muhzik on it. Since it was mine till now, so I say it never went out of the rishus. But it's only a muhzik, and it's not a biru. It's a din sofik. Fine. The kuntres asveikis klared this shaila. So his brother told him, the Ktois, he says, you know, this Shaila is a Gemara in Bav Metzia, Daf Vov Amid Beis, and he explained in a unique oifen the Gemara that we learned in Daf Vov Amid Beis. Now, let's just go back to the Gemara Daf Vov Amid Beis. When we started the Gemara, we mentioned a Shverkeit on the Gemara that the Ktzois asks this Kasha, and because of that, he says a Nupshat in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Hasveikais nichnosim ledir lihisasa. Sveikais, let's say, means Sofik Pidyon Petach Hamoir. Yulalto, it's nichnosim ledir lihisasa. So the Gemara asks, if you hold Tokvu Koyin, Ein might see an oise miyodoi, if the koyin can chapit, will remain by the koyin, nimtza poita mamayne b'mamayne shokoy. So the Ktzois asked an innocent question, which really the Kesef Mishnah's Mayodiska, he says, I don't understand the Gemara. He says, could be when the koyin will chapit, it's the koyins. But talking about now it's by the Yisrael. So the Yisrael, now it's the Yisraels. So if it's the Yisrael, so the Yisrael is mafrish meisish, meisa behema with it. Now it's mom in Yisrael. Vos geit meron if the koyin will chapit tomorrow, ein might see an oise miyot, that's tomorrow. But who's up to tomorrow? We're up to today. Today, the Yisrael is a murzik. Today, it's mom in Yisrael. So what's the problem if talk for koyin? This kasha, the Ktzois, when we started the Gemara, we mentioned this is a big problem to understand the Gemara. The Gemara is talking about tomorrow. We said a whole bunch of pshatim. But Al Kaponim, the Ktzois asked this kasha. So the Ktzois says, you know what pshat in the Gemara is? Pshat in the Gemara is like this. The Gemara, klar de shaila, is cheskas mori kame abiru. That means I can assume that this is mom and Yisrael, or is it a din tofus? Now the Yisrael is holding it. The Yisrael, tomorrow the koyin will happen. It'll be the koyin. That's the shaila in the Gemara. Zok the Ktzois amir de kizach. Zok the Ktzois says like,
If I say,
Takvo koyin moitzi, ein moitzi in oisim yodai, so that means, cheskas morikama zadin tofas. Now it's the Yisroels, tomorrow it's the koyin. It's fine. So I'm asking a kashus, what's going on if tomorrow it's the koyin, but today it's the Yisroels. So what's the problem? So the Ktzoi says, if I have a suffix, maybe it's the koyin, when the koyin will happen to be the Yisroels, so even though now I say it's the Yisroels, but it is not better than Lakuach. That means I say it belongs to the Yisroel. He's a muchzik now, belongs to the Yisroel. But do I know clearly it is the Yisroels? It's not the Kohen? I say no, it belongs to the Yisroel. Could be it's the Kohen, but now it's the Yisroel. He says, if you do not know clearly that it belongs to the Yisroel, so it is lakuach. That means it could be it's the Kohen, but now it belongs to the Yisroel. That is called lakuach. Lakuach is part of a ma'aseh behemah. So if that's the Gemara's kasha, nimtza poita mamayne b'mayne shel koyim, not that now it's, that means if there's a suffix that it's mamayne koyim, so now that it's Yisrael's, it's equivalent to lakuach, and lakuach is part of a ma'aseh behemah. Is ois gishpal that cheskas morikame is a birur, I assume with a clarity that this is the Yisroels, it's not Momin Koyim. So maybe it's not Lakuach. So, Al-Koponim, this Shaila, is it Lakuach, is it not Lakuach, depends. If I hold Tokvu Koyim, Eimetzi Noisi Miyodoi, so now that it's by the Yisroel, there's a din of Lakuach. It's not better than Lakuach, because it could be it's the coins, but now it's the Yisroel, so that's equivalent. That means if I can say it's the coins, but it belongs to the Yisroel now, that's equivalent to Lakuach. And Lakuach is part of a Ma'aseh Behemah. If I say Cheskas Morikame is a Biru, so I say Tokvu Koyin Moitziyin Noisi Miyodai, so now I know clearly, it's not Momin Koyin, it's Momin Yisroel. So this din, that your chayba maise behema is a proof that it's not lakuach. So now, that's l'chay rabshat in Taisvis, what Taisvis is saying. V'su, kivin da oma maisron, dat is a chayba maise behema, ma tzorch lashme eino dehen shaloi, that I assume it's mom in Yisrael and it's not mom in Koyim. Pshite. Even the maisram, if you give maisa b'im al kochach mishum dehin shaloi, I assume that it's the Yisraels. The ilu hayu shel koyin, if there was a tzad that it belongs to the koyin, lehoye maisram, the havelahu ki lakuach. So then it would have a din of lakuach. This nana lakuach vanit lebe matone potter. So Memelis or Toisvis is asking, what is Rav Nachman Moisef? They give Maisa Behema because I assume that it's Shaloi and not the Koyans. Versteht sich? If you wouldn't assume that it's Shaloi and not the Koyans, so you wouldn't give Maisa Behema. Because then it would be considered Lakuach, and Lakuach is part of a Maisa Behema. So the reason what he's giving is poshet. If you say you give Maisa Behema al kochoch, I assume with a clarity, shehen shaloi. Vika mashmon dafa gav de maishon, and not because they are shaloi. No, after he's mafresh Maisa Behema, adayinem shaloi. Pshite, the Maisa Behema shall buy limut. That is ichet, not necessary to tell us. It's a mishneh. It's mum and bailim. So Taisvis has a multitude of problems in understanding what Rav Nachman is coming to tell us. Fine. Let us go a little further. May have Allah de Masuse. Now the Gemara is going to go back to, we had a Shaila and the Vova Medbeis. There was a mesusa, and let us just, for practical purposes, let us just mention how the Ran learned pshat in the Shaila. The Ran learned pshat in the Shaila. There was a mesusa, There was a masusa, there was a merchitz, and the psak was kol dolim gova. Whoever chaps it, so it goes into their rishus. The Gemara klada shailem, if a person will be magdish it, so it's ke'ilu, he chapped it and gave it over to hegdish. So now it should be hegdish. Or maybe, since he doesn't have, he's a potential bailim through tvisim, but since he doesn't have a real bailis as yet, he's not bekoyach to be magdish the mesusa. We had a shaila by mesusa, he was magdishit, did he have sufficient bailis to be magdishit, or doesn't he have sufficient bailis to be magdishit? He's a potential bailim, but is a potential bailis sufficient to give him a koyach to be magdish? That was the shaila of mesusa. So the Gemara says, "My have Allah the masusa." What was the maskone? What do we pass him by masusa? Toshma, the Omar Rav Chiya bar Ovin have uvde be Rav Chizda. It was a maisa be Rav Chizda, such a maisa with a melchitz. The Rav Chizda be Rav Huna, and Rav Chizda went and approached the Rav Huna, also asked him the shaila. Uposhto, and they were poshet the shaila mohoda oma Rav Nachman. From a memre of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, kol momen shein yochel lohetzioi bidayonim hikdishoi einoi kodesh. Rav Nachman said, how much bailes does one have to possess in order to be capable to be magdishit? So Rav Nachman says, if his bailes is sufficient, he has enough proof, he'll come to Bezdin, and he'll show his proof to Bezdin that it's mine, and Bezdin will be mighty and give it to him, that's called a bailim, that person can be magdish. If he does not have enough bailis, he'll go to Bezdin, and he'll tell Bezdin, you know, it's my melchitz, could you please go and deliver it to me? Bezdin will say, you have sufficient proof that it's yours? He says, not exactly. If I can hop it, it'll be mine. So Bezdin says, listen, Kozman, you don't, if you hop it, it could be, it's yours. We, that's the din of Kol Dolam Gova. But we will not give it to you, because you don't have any right, you don't have any proof that it's yours. So Rav Nachman says, if a person possesses something, could be Klapish Maya Galya, it's his. Could be if he'll chop it, Bezdin will say you can keep it. But you don't have enough bailis to not to do anything, get to come to Bezdin and say, Bezdin, give me the melchitz. You don't have enough proof that Bezdin will give it to you. That's not called Ishki Yagdish, is Beisai Kodesh. In order for you to be capable to be Magdish, you have to have a 100% bailis that Bezdin would be mighty it for you and give it to you. And since you don't have sufficient proof that it is yours, you cannot be Magdish. That's the end of the sugya. That was a member of Rav Nachman. Uposhto mehoda omar Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman had said, kol momay, any momenis, shein yochel lohoitziyoi bidayonim, he does not have enough proof to prove that it is his, Bezdin will not give it to him. Hikdishoi einoi kodesh. So if he's magdishit, the hegdish is not chal. Let us see what Rashi says. Uvde havi be'Rav Chizda be'Rav Huna. Maisa hoyo bo lifnei Rav Chizda. Ve'Rav Chizda hevioi lifnei Rav Huna. And they said as follows. Sheini yochel leitzioi. Bainami dechazina leideini yochel leitzioi b'dayona. He does not have sufficient proof that if he would come to Bezdin, Bezdin would take it, would give it to him, would deliver it to him. Shein lo iraya bedov, he doesn't have sufficient proof. So even though it's a suffix, maybe it's his. Even though if he'll chop it, the Bezdin will say you can keep it. But if Basher Usham, he doesn't have sufficient bailis that Bezdin would give it to him, she does not have sufficient violence to be magnified, so the hegdish is not chal. So finished, that's the end of the sugya. So that means, so the hegdish was never chal, and then we can now wash in the, but this the rabbonim were posh, I mean, now we know, no problem, go back to the melchitz, nothing but to worry about, the hegdish was never chal. Now, this lotion of Rav Nachman, now the Gemara is going to delve 1 minute on the lotion of Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, any mominess that Bezen would not be moitziyat for him, he can't be magdish. So the Gemara says, but let's go a little further. But what if he has proof that it is his? And he could be moitziyat b'dayonim. Then it comes out from Rav Nachman's Loshen. Ikdishay kodesh af al gav deloy afke. Even though Bezen did not take it out, but since he has sufficient proof for Bezen that this is his, that it's called, that is called Beisoy, and he could be Magdishit, and that's what was seen from Rav Nachman. Frekte Gemore for Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan had said a memre. Gozal v'loy nisyayishu abaylam. Someone stole something, Reuven stole something from Shimon. V'loy nisyayishu abaylam. Shimon is not miyush. Shimon has hopes to get it back. But at the present time, it is in the rishus of the gazlan. So Rabbi Yochanan said, Shneyem einam yecholim lahakdishay. Both of them, side the nigzal and side the gazlan, cannot be magdish the dover hagozal. Both of them can't be magdish. Ze lefi she'enei shaloi. The gazlan can't be magdish, and even the dover hagozal is bershus hagazlan. He stole it, it's in his house, but he can't be magdish because it's not his. And the nigzal can't be magdishit because it's not in his rishus, it's not in his shlita. That means, so that is not called beisoy. Beisoy means a mominess that I can balabatava over. If I can't balabatava over it because the ganav has it, yeah, Bezen, everyone agrees it's mine and it was stolen, but what does the agreement help? Kozman, it's Bershus the Gazlan, I have no shlita over it. So no one can be Magdishit. So the Gemara is asking Akasha and Rav Nachman seemed to say a flat statement. Im Yocher Leitziyoy B'dayonim, if he has sufficient proof that Bezen would give it to him, so he could be magdishit, Rabbi Yochanan said that is not sufficient. It has to be bershuscha. You have to have shlita over it. And here, you don't have shlita over it. So why is it sufficient that Yochel Leitziye B'dayonim? So the Gemara answers, Misavres B'mesuse Metaltle Naskinam. You think we are speaking about a barrel, which was used as a bathtub, and then there's a problem of Eine Bershusoi, B'mesuse Mikarkoi Askina. We're speaking about a melchitz that was karke, mechubala karke. T'chiyoche leitziye b'dayonim b'rshuse kaimein. If he'd be able to be moitzit b'dayonim, so that's considered Bershusa. What does Rashi say? Hayocher Latziyoy, it would seem from Rav Nachman, if he has enough proof that he could be mighty this from the Gazlan, it's he could be Magdishit, but me, Sha'ine Bershusa, Vastam Gzeila Yechaylim Latziyoy Bedayonimu, you have enough proof that it's yours, but Kozman, it's the Rishus of the Gazlan. You cannot be magdishit. So the Gemara says, "But mesusa metaltalin." You think we're speaking about a mesusa that's metalfum, kegangigis, a barrel, mekalki, mispinga mesusa, that's kalke. The chaleiche de ise, bushus, more kaime. Wherever it is, it's in the reshus of the bailim. The kalke ain't an exelus, you can't steal kalke. The shapa pshit na maho, the avale raya lo, egdeshe hegdish. If you would have had a raya, the hegdish would have been hegdish. Now, let us just see for 1 minute, there's a tremendous difficulty in our Gemara. Let us just see on the bottom of the Yomad, the Gilyan Ashas. The Gemara says that the only reason that the Hegdish would help if it be Yochel Eitzia B'dayonim, if it's a Mesusa Melchitz of Karke. But if the Melchitz would have been Metaltalim, then the Nigzel cannot have been Magdashit, even though it's Yochel Eitzia B'dayonim. Koshali, so Rabbi Kevega says, I don't understand the whole Gemara. The difference between metaltalim and kalki, the metaltali nigzolim, metaltalim you can't steal, the komlei b'shusay de gazlan mikri, mikri ene b'shusay, since it's komlei b'shusay de gazlan, metaltalim and nigzolim, so it's in his reshus, so therefore it's called not b'shus of the nigzol. Aval kalke ene nigzelis, you can't steal kalke, Lekom b'shusay de gazlo. Im kein b'metaltalim. The case of our Gemara. V'gozal b'loikinim. Now, by this mesusa, let's just think about a barrel. We have here a difference of opinion who the barrel belongs to. The barrel is standing in the middle of no place. And we have two people which are fighting over it. Now, no one made a kinyan on the barrel. In came the metaltalim, the goza b'loikinyim, the loikom b'shusay, it's a guy, the loikom b'shusay de ha-gazlim, it's not the reshus of the gazlim, the ein echai bach yusay, the gazlim has no responsibilities whatsoever, chdisa b'bekamer, ayin tesim adav masnisim, havi ki kalke, the monchi b'shusay de nigzol, kein hoch mesusa de gzeile, b'amer de oimer didiu, b'lek a kinyin yochal agdishe v'tzorchim. Rabbi Kevega says he does not understand the Gemara. The Gemara, he says, we have here a barrel, and these two people in the middle of no place, and two people come to Bezal, Reuven says it's mine, Shimon says it's mine, we pass in kol dolim, go for fine. So, fact, Rabbi Kevega, this, one of them is a gazlan. One that wants to be a gazlan. He says, but no one made a maise kinyan. So a filu, there was no, just Reuven said it's mine. Shimon says it's mine. Reuven wants to steal it. That's the best. But the maise, there was no maise gzeila. So why is it called Aine Bershusai? The Mo says, you know why it's called Bershusai? If it's Yochalitzi B'dayonim, because it's Karke. Would be metaltalin, would be called Aine Bershusai. So Rabbi Kevega says, the case of our Gemara, Philo, would be metaltalin, would also be called Bershus Hanigzal, because the Gazal didn't make a Maise Kinyan on us. He doesn't understand the Gemara, but so he. Now, let us go to a new sugya. Toni Rav Tachlife Bamarove Kamei de Rav Abo. Shnayim Adukim Betalis. Two people are Adukim Betalis. They're holding on to a talis. That means that they are holding in their hands a chelik of the talis. Not they're holding it by the edges. They're holding a chelik of the talis in their hands. A quarter, three quarters, whatever you want. So each one is holding a percentage of the talis in his hands. And there's a chelik that they're both holding together. We have here such a scenario. You have two people coming to Bezdin. The talis is crumpled up. Reuven, let's say, has two-fifths of the talis in his hand. Shimon has one-fifth of the talus in the hand, and the rest of the talus, they're both holding together, Shnaim, Eichsim, Betalus, the rest of the talus. We have another two-fifths, which is Bein Shnaim. So now, the Toni Rav Tachlifa Ba'amarovah Kamei Rav Abo, Shnaim Adukim Betalus, זה נויטל אדמוקים שיודוי מגס, וזה נויטל אדמוקים שיודוי מגס. Each one takes whatever is crumpled in his hand, he takes. Reuven has 2/5 of the talus, but Reuven takes 2/5 of the talus. Shimon is holding 1/5, Shimon takes 1/5 of the talus. So we have left over another 2/5 of the talus, which both of them are holding together. So, ze noitel admokim sheyodei magas, ve noitel admokim sheyodei magas, ba'asha chilkim bishove. And the 2/5, which they are both holding, the 2/5, which they are both holding together, that they're going to divide. That's what he said. Mochi, mochvi, so finished. So, so Reuven takes 2/5, Shimon takes 1/5, and then they divide the 2/5 which are left over. Mochvi lei rabbi bo ubishvue. And you swear. Now, a preview, let's not get into the explanation. There's a machloikis, Tosfos and the Rambam. What did he say now, ubishvue? Ubishvue means you swear on everything. That means that Reuven, who's going to take altogether 3/5, he has to swear on 3/5. And Shimon's gonna take 2/5, he swears on 2/5. Everything you swear. Or you only swear on the Shah. That means there's a chalukah of 1/5 of the Shah, and that you swear. But that what they're a dukim boy, that you don't swear at all. We'll see there's a machloikis, the Rambam and Tosfos, but let us just go a little further. Machivela abe abo ubishvua. You swear. So we have here two mahalchim. Either you swear on the Shah or you swear on the whole thing. Frekte gemore. Fine, okay. But it comes out, you divide the talus, not equally. You divide the talus, Reuven gets 3/5 of the talus, and Shimon gets 2/5 of the talus. Elo mas nisen diktoni de palgi ba'adodi. Our Mishnah says you divide it equally. Chilkim, like Tony, zen noitel admokim sheyodei magas, heichi mashkachas lo. So what's that in the Mishnah? You're telling me, first you have to see what each one is holding, and then the rest we divide. I don't know. I have a Mishnah, shnayim reichsim betalas, chilkim. By me it says you divide it. It doesn't say any other conditions. You divide it. So what's that? Omar Rav Poppe de Tvisi Bekarkashte. That it's speaking about the Tvisi Bekarkashte. Our Mishnah is speaking about the holding the fringes. So if the holding the fringes, so the Guf Atalas, no one is a toughest in the Guf Atalas. They're holding the Guf Atalas together. So then the Mishnah says, Chilke. Here it says, if Shnayim Adukim Boy, that they're, each one is holding a Chelik of the Guf Atalas, so the Chelik of the Guf Atalas, he's a Muzik in this Chelik, he's a Muzik in this Chelik, that's not Shnayim Eichsim Atalas. So then, whatever one is holding, he keeps, and the rest they divide. Omar Rav Misharshiye Shma Mino Hai Sudre Kiven de Tofes Bei Sholish Al Sholish Kerinen Bei Vinosan L'Reyeyu Techeman De Posik Domi V'Koni. Now, we're going to have here a Gemore, which is, let's just say first what Rav Misharshiye said, and then we'll go backwards what the Shema Mino of Rav Misharshiye is. This is a very shchiach dikizach when we go by Aksube,
So the Eidim are Mekabel Kinyin from the Chosin, he's Meshabed himself for the Shibudei Aksube, so you give him a handkerchief, and the Chosin holds a chelik of the handkerchief, Nagutin Tov. So Memele is and then that's Kinyin Chalipa. Now let's work backwards. Omar Rav Mesharshia. Now let us just think for a minute. Is there a problem? What is the problem and how is the problem solved? We give someone a partial handkerchief and he goes and he holds it in his hand. He holds a chelik of the handkerchief in his hand. He holds gimel al gimel, which is a shia baget. He holds gimel al gimel, which is a shia baget. Gimelet's boys or Gimelet's boys. We have here a long handkerchief, and the Chosin grabs Gimel al Gimel, and he's holding it in his hand. So it's good. And Rav Mesharshi said, you know why it is good? The Cheman the Posik Leidomi. It's equivalent like the thing that's in his hand is cut off from the rest of the talus. And therefore, since I said a shtik teire, it's ke'ilu is cut off, so he has in his hand a baggage of gimelet's boy, so pity she was kind of a lumdus. If it wouldn't be considered cut off, then it'd be a tremendous problem. But Rav Mesharshi said we consider it's ke'ilu is cut off, so he has a baggage of gimelet's boy, so gimelet's boy, so that's why it helps. Now, let's work backwards. Let's speak for 1 minute. If a person wants to be koine a talis or a beged with hagbah, and they'll pick up the beged from, there was a beged on the ground, they'll pick up the beged, part of the beged is still on the ground, part of the beged is lifted up from him. He's holding the edge of the beged, he's lifting up the beged. Was he koine anything? We're going to have a Gemara lady was kind of nothing. He was kind of nothing. You have a long beged, let's say it's 5 feet long, and he lifted it up, and a chelik is still on the ground. He was not kind of anything. The reason for this is because kinyan hagbo, it has to be lifted up from the ground 3 tvachim. Kozman, a chelik of the beged is still on the ground, even though he picked up a chelik, it's irrelevant. That is not called hagbah. So he did not make a maisa kinyan on the talus. He did not make a maisa kinyan on the talus. So now Rav Mesharshia had a big problem. So when you go and give someone a suda, and let the other person is holding, whether it's on the ground, and he's holding 3 etzbois, but this is one big suda. He didn't make a maisa kinyan in the whole suda. So why is he kainet? He only made a maisa kinyan in a part of the suda. Or let's make it more interesting. There's a shmeitzer that says, and perhaps we'll appreciate this a little better. The shmeitzer says, what is the din if I'll have a handkerchief and half of the handkerchief is in my chotzer and half of the handkerchief is outside of the chotzer? Zakte Shmeitze, you're not kind of anything. The thing has to be in your chotzer, then you're kind of, half is in my chotzer, half is out of my chotzer. That's nothing. That's not a maisek in your chotzer. Chotzer means the thing is in my reshus. Agbor means I was magbiyat. But if you have littles in my reshus, littles not my reshus, you're not kind of. So now, Rav Mesharshi said, I'm going to kechidush. Rav Mesharshi said, you have here a long handkerchief, either the other person is still holding it, I'm holding a little bit, I'm koinet. So why am I koinet? Well, I didn't make a maisa kinyan on the whole thing. The other guy is holding it, it's on the ground. So why is it good? So Rav Mesharshi said, this alumdis, if it's in my hand, it's commander post. We halachically assume ki ilu the talus was cut. Whatever is in his hand is cut off from the rest of the talus. Even though physically it's one big baguette, but if it's in my hand, command the posik dummy. Fine. So my mail is command the posik dummy, so you don't have any problem. That means by a chotza, we mentioned before, if you'll have a talus and a chotza, there's no such concept, command the posik dummy. It's not commanded, but it's one big talus, half is in the chotza, half is out of the chotza. It's garnished, mid-garnished. But if you're holding half in your hand, this is in your hand, there's a concept command the pasuk. Fine. This is Rav Mishal, she said. This, in this chiddush, Adri figured this out, from what Rav Tachlifa said, Shnaim adukim betalis, zenoito admokim shiyodei magas, zenoito admokim shiyodei magas, vashar chelkim bishov, machlev rabo ubishvut. So what did he see from this halacha? So I just like to mention one mahalach, which this is the Rambam Shite, and then we'll try to appreciate the Gemara. The Rambam Shite is, we mentioned before, that if Shnaim Adukim, so whatever is in Reuven's hand, he doesn't have to swear. Whatever is in Shimon's hand, he doesn't have to swear. You know what you swear? You swear and the in-between. Fine. That's the Rambam sheet. Whatever it's saying, you don't have to swear. So Taisus is going to ask Akasha the Rambam, I don't understand. The whole reason of the Shvua is, Shloik alechat hoylech v'toykev talise shachavei v'aymush. That was the whole reason of the Shvua. So what happened? He goes and he chaps the talis. This guy, that was the whole reason of the Shvua. He chaps the talis, and Shimon says, he chaps it away from me. And I tell him, you don't have to swear. Whatever's in your hand, you don't have to swear. Shem b'shemayim. I mean, the whole takana was sheikalachat haylich v'taykev talisi shechaveh. So why don't you have to swear? So the teretz is, amoyridike teretz. The teretz is that if you see two people holding something, and one says the other one chapped it away from me, so then Chazal made a takana. If one, whatever is in this person's hand, it's not two people holding, I'm sorry. This is Commander Posek. This is an entity bifnei atzmai. He's a muhzik in this chaylik. It's not two people holding it. I'm holding this alone. We're fighting in the middle, but what is in my hand, this is an entity bifnei atzmai, but he's ploppling away. That means, let's say I'm holding something in my hand and it'll come to bed, and he grabbed it away from me. And shuldig. I'm a muhzik in this. You have nothing to say about what is in my hand. Well, we're holding together, that's debatable. But whatever is in my hand is, I'm a muhzik, I'm a muhzik, I'm a muhzik. So therefore the Rambam Shita is, you don't have to swear. That's Naim Oichsim. He's holding it himself. It's a concept, it's an entity bifnayatma, even though physically it's one beggar. But since he's holding it, it's commander posik dummy, and this is like I'm holding a beggar, and you're screaming, I grabbed it away from you. And shuldig. There's a klal amaitz mechaber ol varai. And it is irrelevant that it is one beggar. Whatever is in his hand, he doesn't have to swear. That was the chiddush, what he said. He says, ooh, if you're saying such a chiddush, we don't look at it ke'ilu, well, it's one big talis, they're both holding it. No. We consider that the chaylik that he's holding is commander posik domi, and therefore there's no din toir on this. I'm a muhzik. You have nothing what to talk about. So memele, so he said, ooh, if you're saying such a shtik teire, so from this I can derive another shtik teire. I can derive from this that by Kenyan Suda, that if one person is holding Gimelot's boys or Gimelot's boys, so I'll say he was kind of that. Because there's a concept, whatever is in his hand is commander posik dummy. So maybe he made a mice kinyan on this, and the keli of Gimelot's boy, Gimelot's boy. I, between you and me, it's one long baguette. Oh no, it's we consider it as a different entity. And since you say And since you say that he doesn't have to swear, so memele, so then in Kinyan Suda, he will not have to make a maise Kinyan on the whole Suda. If it's biyada gimel atzbois, al gimel atzbois, he also will not, he doesn't have to swear, so memele, it's called, he's kind of already.